We're looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and today we begin in verse 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, let's begin in verse 4. Now, Paul has said that Jesus will come. He taught that in detail in chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. And he tells us that no one knows when that day will occur. Chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, that day will come as a thief in the night. And this is why many people will not be ready in that day. He discusses that in verse 3 when he says that people will say at the end of time, peace and safety, and then sudden destruction will come upon them. Now, Paul says in verse 4, you are not like those people, those unprepared people that he just talked about in verse 3. He says, beginning in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 4, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. You're not in darkness. He's talking about the darkness of sin, ignorance, unconcern, blindness, and stubbornness of heart. All those things are involved in the word dark and darkness in the Bible. He says, you're ready, so that that day will not overtake you like a thief. What day is he talking about? The same day that he mentioned in verse 2. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord, that is the day when Jesus comes. So Paul says, you're not like those people. You're ready. You are prepared so that if that day were to come, it would not catch you sleeping like a thief breaking into your house. While you were sleeping, the thief is able to do what he wants to do. You're not like that, he says. And so he begins to describe them in verse 5. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Christians are children of light. Christians are children of the day because Christians are in the Lord's kingdom. Now, this involves several things, one of which is the fact that the mind of a child of God has seen the light, truly seen the light. In Ephesians 1, verse 18, the Bible says that the Ephesians had the eyes of their understanding enlightened, and that means illuminated. And the gospel is what does that. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 4 and 5, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine into their hearts. The gospel is the light, and when people accept that light and believe and obey that light, then they're in the light. They're not in the darkness anymore. And also, the Bible shows that when a man is a child of God, when a man accepts the light and lives by the light, he's not afraid of it. He is drawn to that light. And here is a commentary that we need to remember on that very thought. It's found in John chapter 3, beginning in verse 19. Listen to these words of Jesus. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that does truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. So Paul says, you are of the light. You're not in the darkness. You're drawn to the light. You're not repelled by it. You're encouraged by the light. You're certainly not afraid of it. You're not afraid of being exposed. He says in verse 5, we are not of the night, nor of the darkness. People that are of the night, people of the darkness, are people that are lost in sin. And they're described as being in darkness because they're stumbling around in life. They don't realize what they're doing. They don't understand why they're doing it. And they certainly don't understand where they're headed. That's what happens to a man who is in sin. So Paul warns in verse 6, Therefore, let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Paul says to these Christians and Christians today, don't go to sleep. Be alert. Be on guard. Don't go to sleep spiritually. And that happens when Christians get so consumed with this life that they forget about their soul and they forget about eternity. They become lazy. They don't care. They're stubborn. And the Bible shows this is what happens when our mind is in places where it ought not to be. We go to sleep. We drift off into a spiritual slumber. Listen to what Jesus said about this in Mark chapter 13, beginning in verse 32. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house, and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house comes, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto you all, watch. Listen also to what Paul said in Romans chapter 13, beginning in verse 11. Paul, writing to Christians here, said, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Walk as children of the light. You're not in darkness anymore. Paul says in this passage that we're looking at in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6, therefore let us not sleep as do others. He's talking about lost people. They are asleep. They are oblivious to what's going to happen to this world in the end. So Paul says in verse 6, let us watch. That means to be alert. It means to have your eyes open. It means to be on guard spiritually. Just like a soldier on a night watch, or just like a guard who is guarding a building or an office. He says to watch, and also to be sober. Not clouded in your thinking, not distracted, not weighed down, not crowded by earthly concerns, but be clear in your thinking about what your duty is here and what your responsibility before God is and what is important, what is not, and especially where you're going to spend eternity. Be clear about that. That's what the word sober has in mind. In verse 7, Paul uses what happens in this life to illustrate his point. In verse 7, Paul said, for they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. People that sleep, he says, sleep at night. People that are drunk at night. Usually, this is what occurs. As a general rule, this is what happens. Paul, you see, is talking about the norm. He's not denying that sometimes people sleep in the day, and sometimes people get drunk in the day, but he's talking about what usually happens here in order to make his point. You see, this is why Peter said what he did in Acts chapter 2, verse 15, when some people on Pentecost day said that the apostles were drunk. And Peter responded and said, it's only the third hour of the day. It's too early in the morning for this to happen on a normal basis, usually and generally speaking. But it is a fact of life that the meanness of people comes out at night, in the dark. And it's interesting to ask the question, why is that? Why is it that people are more prone to do mean things and evil things at night than they are during the daytime? One answer is because people have to work normally during the day and they don't have the opportunity. That explains part of it. but I believe that there's more. It's also because people have a tendency to hide their evil deeds. Some don't, but many hide what they're doing, and that's why so much wickedness comes out at night. And this also explains why things in society get more dangerous after dark, because people will do things in the dark that they won't dare to do during the daylight hours. Now, again, there are exceptions to that, but the exception is when people do these things during the daylight hours in public, in open view. And that brings us back to what Jesus said in John chapter 3, 19 through 21, that people don't like to be found out. They don't like to be seen doing these evil things. Even though they may not have much of a conscience, they don't want to be accountable, and they hang their head in shame, like Jeremiah chapter 2 says about a thief when he is found, is ashamed, even though they may not be ashamed from the standpoint of being penitent toward God, they're still ashamed in a social sense. And so people who engage in this kind of wickedness oftentimes hide in the dark as much as they possibly can. And the dangerous aspect about meanness coming out at night has been true for thousands of years. In Genesis chapter 19, for instance, Lot was afraid for the two angels in Sodom when it started getting dark. Why? Because that's when the meanness of those people in the city of Sodom really showed itself. So Paul says in verse 7, "They that sleep, sleep in the night. They that are drunken in the night." But he goes on to say this about Christians. Verse 8, "But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation." Paul is saying, what is it that will keep you from going to sleep spiritually? What is it that will keep you from getting into the darkness and being like these other people and being unprepared if the day of the Lord were to come? He says there are three things: faith, hope, and love. The same three things that he mentioned in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. And notice the illustration that he uses here. Paul used this in Romans 13, and he also used this in an even more extended figure in Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 17, where he talked about the whole armor of God. Here he says, "Put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation." And notice that he's talking about those pieces of armor that would guard the most vital organs and places in your body. The breastplate is going to guard your heart, your lungs, your liver, and those internal organs. And the helmet of a Roman soldier was going to protect his head, because those are very important areas. And so the Bible here says that if you want to protect your soul, then build your faith, build your love, and increase your hope of salvation. In verse 9, he says, "For," that is, "for this reason, God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as you also do." And so in this whole section, Paul began by saying that he was writing about the second coming of Jesus Christ to comfort these people. And now he says, "I have written to you in order to comfort you about this question concerning the dead in Christ. And now I want you to take this same teaching and comfort each other and build each other up."